Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. It's Labor Day 2014. Happy Labor Day, everybody. And, of course, you know how I feel about this. Why isn't there a Small Business Day? Why is there only a Labor Day and not a person who signs the front of Paychecks Day? How about that? I'm going to talk about that in the next hour, as I often do on Labor Day. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Lee Branham back on the show. Lee is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 8 years since he first joined us. He's principal of Keeping the People, Inc., author of a couple of outstanding books that I turn to on a regular basis when I'm dealing with HR issues. The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave, that's one of his books. The other one is Re-Engage, How America's Best Places to Work Inspire Extraordinary Times. He's our good friend, Lee Branham. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Good to be with you.
It's good to have you back. Happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day, or as I like to call it, Worker Appreciation Day.
Yeah, you're on a mission about that, aren't you? What? You know, I was telling somebody about that. I was talking to one of my employees. I was teasing them. You know, I said, "Oh, I'll see you Monday," and they said, "No, you won't." I said, "Why?" And they said, "It's Labor Day." And I said, "Why don't we call it no labor with payday instead of Labor Day?" She didn't. I'm not sure my employee appreciated my sarcastic humor, but you know, I said, you're not going to work and you're going to get paid. Why is that Labor Day? I don't get any production out of Labor Day. What do you think?
Yeah, a lot of people have been lobbying for years that we should change the name of Labor Day because of that, you know, because it's a no Labor Day, actually. But,
right.
You know, it's a good time to stop and think, you know, why do we have this day? The word labor bothers me because it implies, you know, difficulty of undertaking, you know.
Right.
Something that's cruel. It reminds you of the labor movement.
It started in
1884.
A quarter years ago, and it was all the labor, you know, all the labor unions, it was appropriately named back then, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. But you know, I think it's a day for us all to stop and think about, you know, what are we, you know, are we doing what we should be doing with our work life? Do we feel that we are being appreciated as workers? Do we appreciate the leaders that truly are bringing out the best in people? I mean, it's when we say Worker Appreciation Day, I think it should be workers at every level. I mean, the senior level as well.
Right.
So,
right.
So I just wrote a newsletter about this that's on my website about what's going on with Market Basket up in New England,
and that's keepingthepeople.com, right?
It is. Yeah.
Okay. And so, what's going on with Market Basket?
Well, you've probably been following this, where you have these two cousins, Arthur T. Demoulas and Arthur S. Demoulas, who were struggling over control of the company. And Arthur T. got fired by the board. And so the workers and the customers went on strike because they didn't like the fact that Arthur S. was just trying to cut costs, and Arthur T. had built up a tremendously loyal workforce by being generous with his workers and by getting to know each one of them personally and so forth. They went out and made up signs and they weren't unionized, but they went on strike, so to speak. And a bunch of them were fired, you know, lost their jobs, but they continued to protest that they should hire Arthur T. back. And finally, Arthur T. made an offer to buy the company, and it was sold to him last week.
And everyone
celebrated, and they're back in business, and the shelves are full again.
Well, you know, that's exactly right. And you know, along those lines, in the previous segment, I had a natural right to work law expert on, Greg Murad. And promoting the right to work in states that don't have that law. And his point was, is the best way to avoid being unionized is to treat your people well.
Absolutely. I've always believed that. And, you know, it's unprecedented. I can't think of a situation like this, though, where that kind of support for a fallen CEO. You know, when was the last time you saw something like this?
But well, that speaks to the connection that he made with people. It's the power of values, you know. I devoted a whole chapter in my new book, Lee, to values. Put an S on value. And that's. And I think you agree with me that values are more powerful in the marketplace today than they've ever been.
Absolutely.
Whether it be between you and a customer or you and an employee. No question about it. Lee Branham and I will be right back, folks. When we come back, one of the things I want to talk to him about is how do we keep Gen Y engaged? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.